identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Stone, Set Me Up, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you out on Facebook this morning. I want to hear from you. Stop by our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. If you have not clicked our like button yet on our page and liked our page, please do so if you would. And this morning, does your pet sleep in your bed? 67% of people in a recent survey, pet owners, said they did. Their pets do. They share the bed with them. So how about you? And do you have more than one? All right, let's hear from you this morning. Right now, here's Peter Gabriel, 105.7 CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Pillow.
1057 CFW. There's Roxette. It must have been love. It's Mike McKay along with you. It is the 26th of February. I just saw this. Research shows that each cockroach has its own individual personality. First off, I'm so glad to know that. Secondly, I hope we spent a lot of money on that research, don't you? What would we use that information for, I wonder?
You.
queen. You're my best friend. 105.7 CFW. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout-outs, shall we, for this, the 26th of February. Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. You know where Lasker Jewelers, they're right across from the Oakwood Mall. Yes, they've been taking care of our jewelry needs here in the Chippewa Valley for decades and decades. No matter what the occasion is, no matter who the jewelry is for, you're going to find the perfect piece at Lasker Jewelers. And make sure you tell them Mike McKay sent you in when you go in there, okay? You need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list. It's pretty simple. You can text me or email me through that Civic Media app. Make sure that's on your smartphone, okay? And use it. That's what it's there for. Also, you can drop me a private message through Facebook. Just let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure they get on the list. Let me see. Troy Johnson celebrating a birthday today. Jenny Ives is on the birthday list. My sister-in-law, Judy, is celebrating a birthday today. And Marion Sweeveloffer is 88 today. So happy, happy to one and all. If it's your birthday anniversary, hope it's going to be a great day. Usually I do celebs, and I usually do celebs that are still living. I don't have anybody on the list today. I think this is the first time ever that that's ever happened. Anyway, all right, you're all the celebrities today. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary, hope it's going to be fantastic. Birthday and anniversary announcements each and every weekday morning, brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
I love the way he balances the grocery cart on its back wheels every time we reach the dairy aisle.
It's never what you expect.
It's like clockwork. He looks so focused and serious while he's doing it.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like a kid practicing a trick he's been refining for months.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about him."
The way he grins when he manages to hold it steady for a few seconds.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for him he'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, it's made Lasker's the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
Now I understand it's his little ritual.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her,
Lasker.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CFW.
105.7 CFW. There goes Heart. What about love? It's Mike along with you. You know, remember years ago when I first started getting, you know, so many of us to get cell phones? And it was always because if you get a cell phone and get rid of your landline, then you won't get, you know, all those calls from telemarketers and things like that. Whatever happened to that policy, by the way? I don't know about you, but my phone is ringing constantly throughout the day, and rarely is it anybody that I know that actually wants to talk to me about something that I want to talk to them about. It's always somebody trying to sell me something or to get me to vote for something. I don't get it. Okay, I'm done. Here's ZZ Top now and Legs, 105.7 CFW.
We're going to dance and have some fun.
1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. And now, thanks to D-Light, we know that if you're looking for the groove, it's in your heart. It's Mike McKay along with you. I want to say thanks to Joy. She dropped me a text through the Civic Media app. Just a few minutes ago, I was talking about how I'm just, my cell phone is constantly ringing with all these, you know, spam calls and things like that. And she reminded me of the Do Not Call registry. She said that she does it with her phones, and she does it every year. And she said that she very seldom gets a phone call on there from any of the spam stuff. Thank you, Joy. I appreciate that. I completely forgot about that. I am going to, she even gave me the website link. Thank you. I am going to do that. I think I'll do it while Huey Lewis and the news are on.
Your workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
You are the star.
105.7 CFW. There's Yes, an owner of Lonely Heart. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, we have been hearing so many stories about things going on with airlines recently. Did you hear this? An Australian couple, they were on a vacation to Italy, and here's what happened while they were on their flight. They boarded the Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne, Australia, to Venice, Italy, with a layover in Qatar. So they were in there. During the flight, a female passenger collapsed in the aisle and passed away on the flight. They're in the air. Flight attendants asked the couple to move over one seat so that the deceased passenger could be placed in the seat next to them. They said there was no other places that they could move to. They spent 4 hours seated next to this corpse covered with a blanket until the plane landed. Mitchell Ring, one of the passengers, the one who was sitting next to it, said he noticed a few empty seats on the plane that they could have moved to but weren't allowed to by the staff. When the plane finally landed, passengers were told to remain seated until medics could carry the dead body off the plane. The couple says the blanket was removed from the body, exposing the woman's face to them, which caused them even more distress. Qatar Airways, by the way, said that they're in the process of reaching out to the couple. Do you think, first off, the flight should be free? Okay, and whatever else compensation they might want, I think they should get, don't you?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
With low crop prices, do you ever wonder if you would be better off just renting out all or part of your farm to a trusted farmer? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking farmland to rent. Why not give Peck Farms a try for a year to see how they use soil testing, crop rotation, no-till, and other cutting-edge farming practices to care for your farm? Call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772. You can also email markpeck302@gmail.com.
VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue is hosting its first ever karaoke contest this Friday, February 28th at 9 p.m. Think you've got the pipes to take home the prize? Show off your skills in their best solo or best group categories. Not a singer? No problem. Cheer on your friends and enjoy a great night of music and fun. Prizes, laughter, and unforgettable performances await. Join in at VFW Post 305 Friday night at 9. Check out their Facebook page for more details. See you there.
If your old asphalt roof looks road hard, leaving you wet, 10 years before it was supposed to,
Bjorkstrand
is who you need to be calling.
Bjorkstrand.
Gonna try another asphalt roof, hoping things turn out better? Good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Tell you what, right now you can get yourself a metal roof and save
10%.
Hey, this is the best price of the year, the kind of price the employees pay. So call them today.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison on Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget proposal. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls, voicing their concerns over the potential cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently only has one operational nuclear facility. One person was killed in a single vehicle crash in Polk County on Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Highway I near Indian Point Lane in the town of Georgetown at around 9:45 a.m. Authorities say the truck was traveling south when it crossed the center line and left the roadway, hitting a driveway and flying into nearby trees. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Authorities believe speed and slick road conditions were factors in the crash. A deer farm in Eau Claire County has reported a positive chronic wasting disease test in one of their animals. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the farm-raised deer that produced the positive test was located within 10 miles of Clark and Jackson counties, triggering baiting and feeding bans for all three. Eau Claire and Jackson County already have baiting and feeding bans in place stemming from positive tests in wild deer, but Clark County will put a new ban into effect beginning on March 1st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Showers are likely this morning, and then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 42. On Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
CFW.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Rod Stewart really was probably the only guy that I can think of that could have done that song, don't you think? Out on our Facebook page, make sure you click the like button on our Facebook page, too, and you're following us. Good way to stay in touch with what's going on and all kinds of things that are happening. Plus, we like to, throw things out there for you to participate in, like this morning. Do your pet or your pets sleep in the bed with you? 67% of pet owners said that they do. So from the looks of it, I think that's pretty much the plan with most pet owners, isn't it?
Seven CFW.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. That and you find out if you do that. We'll be right back.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
See?